This is Lincoln Stoller of MindStrengthBalance.com reading a hypnotic induction called The Gut Part 1 Stomach. Do not listen to this piece if you're driving a car, operating machinery, or doing anything that requires your attention. The intention of this piece is to foster a deeper, more intuitive connection between your mind and your stomach, so that you'll have greater empathy and respect for the messages, directions, and needs of your stomach. Your stomach is only one of several organs of digestion, and this piece focuses on your stomach and what it does, which is mechanically and biologically risky. While you can make intelligent decisions about what to put in your mouth, your stomach must deal with the consequences, regardless of whether or not you made the right or safe decisions about what to eat. Your stomach is a tough organ, but when it gets into trouble, it needs your full support. And unless you establish an intuitive connection with your stomach, you will not be able to provide that support. It's the intention of this piece to educate you by opening for you a connection between your stomach and your mind so that you can get out of your mind. Because the issues and needs of your stomach are of another world. Begin by settling into a comfortable and relaxed position. If you're sitting, then lie back and rest your arms, neck, and head. Release the muscles that hold your frame and your posture. Start at your shoulders and relax your arms so that you can feel their weight. Relax your chest and your ribs. Feel your ribs moving when you breathe. Feel them spread with each inhale and settle with each exhale. Relax your back. This is important. Your stomach needs space. It needs to be able to move. Part of your stomach's communication with you is in its movement, so you need to feel the space it occupies. Take a breath. Inhale. And exhale. Let's count down from 5 so that you can give yourself a target. How you feel now is number 5, and being completely relaxed is the number 1. And as I count, you'll feel waves of release move through your body until I reach 1, and you are very relaxed. And this is just a start. You will slide more deeply into relaxation as we go on, and you become more involved in listening and understanding the world as your stomach sees it. 5, take a breath, letting it out slowly. 4, take another breath, focusing on the center of your body. 3, being aware of your lungs and the space behind them. 2, let your mind go to this space behind your left lung. 1, inhale into this space and imagine yourself going into it. Now imagine there is a connection between your mind and your stomach. Imagine that your stomach is an organ that has abilities that you don't appreciate and a purpose you don't understand. Imagine your stomach is located in your chest, beneath your heart, behind your left lung. Imagine this because it's true, even though you can't confirm or feel it. So you have to imagine it. Your stomach is easy to imagine. You actually feel it all the time. You just don't notice it. Close your eyes and relax into your stomach. Locate its position in your body, in your mind. Take a breath and fill your lungs. Notice your right lung behind your right breast and your left lung behind the left. And move just behind your left lung and feel the space that does not expand when you inhale. See if you can sense the shape of your stomach. Close your eyes and breathe. Don't take deep breaths as they'll push your stomach down, just deep enough to sense that something exists in that location. And with each breath, explore this space, imagining and exploring what is a curved and flattened space. If you've eaten, the space will be larger, and if your stomach is active, the sensations will be different. And if you have not eaten, this space will feel quiet. The stomach's body is a muscle, but it's unattached, so it seems separate. You cannot connect it to your spine or ribs. Its mechanism and awareness is its own. It speaks a language you don't know because it's not of concepts or theories. Your stomach is the ultimate pragmatist, only concerned with what is and feels and recognizes as present. And in this, it establishes its moods, comfort, or satiety. Sometimes it experiences distress or some irregularity. Its consciousness is inclined toward action, a sense of need to act. A more essential trust in its own signals than you have in yours. Let's go toward this level of thought and feeling and see how much rapport you can build between your mind and the muscle, tissue, and nerves of your stomach. Let's take another path to your stomach, starting in your nose and going down your throat. Inhale gently, and your chest is relaxed. Draw in your breath by distending your belly, drawing your lungs down. Feel the air as a weight, and the more you inhale, the heavier that weight gets. And this weight pulls down your eyelids and stretches out your face. With each breath, your eyelids feel heavier, settling firmly shut, and your brow relaxes, pulled down by the weight. Inhale, air flowing into your belly, and pause, feeling relaxed first and then desire to exhale as you lose all sensation in your body. Inhale. And exhale. On the count of one, your head feels the passage of air going past and through your sinuses. On the count of two, your throat feels the passage of air like traffic under a bridge. On the count of three, the air diverts from your esophagus and goes down your airway. On the count of four, recognize that point in your throat where your bronchi branch off and your throat continues. On the count of five, imagine you leave the current of your air, but you can still hear yourself breathing. Six, you're on your own now, moving in imagination further down your gullet. Seven, swallow, and feel the sensation of contraction riding down past where the air goes, down into that area beneath your lungs, to where your stomach is, and then the feeling disappears. You're at the gateway to your stomach, and there is a valve here. Imagine it's something like the faucet on a hose outlet. It's something that's round and fluted and looks like it might turn, but it does not turn. and you cannot open it, at least not with force. Imagine you could open this valve with a password, like a magic door. All you have to do is ask it, and it's as if it had ears. It recognizes you. It knows who you are. You are that dull presence that rarely makes it down here, into this comfortable promised land of regular food and sustenance, because you don't know anything about food except how to eat it. You're that lackadaisical chewer who so often sends down poorly crushed ingredients, sometimes whole tortilla chips, because of your impatience and failure to really savor the taste of things. And your stomach shakes its head in dismay at your poor eating habits. And this sphincter at the top of your stomach is always the first to notice your indifference. Let's relax further into a sense of communion with your body. You can feel yourself traveling down inside yourself, down the tall and narrow tunnel of your throat, into the darker areas. And the walls of your esophagus are moist and living, and you're surrounded by your own system. Take another breath and relax as your esophageal sphincter opens, the doorway to your stomach, and you can descend into it like descending into a cavern from a narrow opening in the ceiling. All around you is a strange world of thick and ropey texture, crenulated ridges running down its length. Your stomach's lining is velvety smooth, like a thick clear gel coating over a shag-like carpet texture visible through it. This is what you see, but your stomach is not a world of vision. It's a world that's all about preparation and recycling. Everything that comes here is taken apart, disassembled down to its molecules. This is not digestion, as that happens later. It's preparation, organization, making new packages, adding new chemicals, tearing down, neutralizing, and halting any outside organic or invasive process. Your stomach is like a car wash that uses acid instead of soap. And like a car wash, it's dry until it's set into motion, at which point it floods with acids and enzymes. Filled with sensors, it feels the chemistry of everything it touches, adding just the right components to sterilize, dissolve, and begin to break down anything digestible. It's not at all automatic. It feels with a million fingers, and each of its muscles moves independently or in collaboration to agitate, aggregate, palpate, mix, mash, separate, segregate, and realign. It expects what's given to it to be inert, pulverized, well-chewed, moist, soft, and passive. It has a feeding mentality, like pigs rooting through slops. Its attitude is chemical, and taste is not an issue. Your stomach loves acid. It's the only place where acids are not only welcome but invited, created, distributed, and mixed into everything. It's burningly acid, but everywhere well padded and protected. It feels no burn. Acid is the water of your stomach, and it is most comfortable. And you are comfortable, insulated in a bubble of protection, in an acid car wash that would otherwise take the paint off. Step back to sense the whole of it, sometimes all working together with rhythms of motion. When you feel disquiet in your stomach, wrap your stomach in a gentle embrace and whisper encouragement. Settle it and see it moving in unison. Gentle waves moving snail slow across its surface. Create a cradle for it inside your body. Rest it softly like a cramped muscle. Massage it back to soft, back to calm, and breathe its lungs with reassurance. Now imagine your stomach is having difficulty. It's noticed something that should not be there. This could be something that just doesn't work well with the other contents, or it could be some kind of pollution, such as bacteria. It could be that the food was bad, or it could be that some sickening agent has hitchhiked into your stomach with the food you ate. It could even be something you inhaled, something you caught in the liquid lining of your mouth or nose and now have swallowed. Your stomach is aware of these things. It doesn't need to wait for itself to be injured. It can sense the presence of foreign agents, and it can identify, recognize, or infer what's safe from unsafe. Some things are irritants, and others may be dangerous. But either way, your stomach knows that it cannot let these things pass. It must eject them. It must send them back up and out. Now, your stomach is acid, and this acid stays in your stomach, so your mouth and throat are not familiar with this fluid. The contents of your stomach is in preparation to be torn apart and neutralized, and it is undergoing an unappetizing transformation. This material is burning, and now it needs to be sent back. If you're ignorant of your stomach, then when your stomach needs you, you'll be no more help than a child. There are things that you can do that will help your stomach clear itself and will help you rid yourself of what it needs to be rid of. You can play an intelligent role in neutralizing the acid your stomach will expel. When you feel your stomach starting to tighten, you can drink a large amount of tepid, lightly salted water to dilute your stomach acid and help your stomach position exactly what it needs to remove. When you do this, you will feel your stomach relax for a moment as it receives this packaging material and begins to box up what it needs to remove. You will feel both a wider relaxation and a smaller and more localized constriction. Your stomach is surrounded by muscles like the arms of an octopus. It can carefully eject exactly what material it wants, and it must do this quickly because this material must exit fully so you don't inhale it. The liquid is acid and it can injure your upper tissues, and it can interfere with your breathing. The rapid heaving is what you want, and you want to support it. It does not have to be brutal or heavy-handed. It can be deft and quick, and you can help that by being relaxed and letting just those muscles that are needed perform together. Your throat is relaxed. Your mouth, diaphragm, lungs, and tongue are relaxed. If you have swallowed warm salted water, then the material you expel will be more comfortable. And of course it will splash against your palate and behind your teeth because they're in the way. You can extend your neck and tilt your head to make the hose of your throat as straight as possible. Remember, everything you're doing is working to get the most out as quickly as possible. With the least effort, it's only your stomach that needs to execute the quick and forceful push. The rest of your body only follows and responds. Your chest is relaxed. Your breath is relaxed. You want to be well supported on your hands and knees or on your side. Your airways are clear. Everything will flow out. And you're so relaxed, you're almost sleepy. You're so relaxed that you almost cannot feel anything. With each contraction of your stomach, you only need to exhale slightly, just enough to keep the airways clear. And after each contraction, your stomach evaluates what it has done and what further it needs to do. And you know that it will be moving and reorganizing, and you are relaxed. And there is no discomfort because you are supporting the process. And the process is clearing, cleaning, and protecting you. You can drink more warm water, if necessary, because the stomach needs a flow in which to wash itself. It cannot eject if it's dry. And it depends on you to serve it in this fashion, so you will have clear liquid available if your stomach needs it. With each ejection, your stomach will be feeling better, safer, and more organized, and you will know this feeling of being more settled and organized. And quite quickly you will feel relieved and relaxed until you are very relaxed and greatly relieved. And your stomach and your whole torso is relaxed, and you have played a good role, and you have been attuned and attentive. After your stomach has corrected its contents, it will resume its task of being on guard, a guard station that's always engaged and ready, and you will establish communications with it. Imagine there is a phone line and a video connection so that your stomach can see what you're considering eating, and it can speak to you over the phone line to tell you what it feels. And you're sensitive because what it tells you will be broad and complex. Your stomach is not concerned with what tastes good. It's concerned with what is good. So its response will be settled or unsettled, cautious or welcoming, approving or hesitant. Your job is to understand these messages and to take them seriously. You will not eat anything that presents itself. You will not eat whatever is suggested. You will consult with your stomach. Now I'd like you to imagine that everything is normal. You have not eaten recently. Your stomach may be empty or nearly so. It may have retained some food because it releases food in increments, and it retains food so your body will have a gently varying supply. So even though you may have forgotten your last meal, your stomach does not forget, and it does not hurry unless it wants to. See in your mind's eye, or feel in your muscles, the lithe movements of your stomach. Even now, as it's quiet, imagine that your stomach could purr, not a sound but a quiver, a shudder that flows over its smooth muscles, like the twitch of a horse, like the flick of its tail. Run your attention over the space where you feel your stomach lies, and sense how it responds. Whenever you feel uncertainty in your gut, it's either because of food or emotion. Your stomach manages feelings and future decisions. It responds to tensions and anxieties with greater clarity than your mind because it's not burdened with thoughts and reasons. It remembers the past as a body past. It processes hesitation and choices through a connection with memory, posture, and digestion. Your stomach knows what's good for you. Not in theory or opportunity, but right now. What really works. It weighs the toxic and the nutritive in a real and practical balance. This is why you must learn to hear it. Consult it like an oracle. Understand its mumblings, its language of liquid and bubbles, twists and pulsations. Your stomach says good with comfort, and it can say no with pains or cramps. Some of these are not problems, they're statements. And if you listen to them, then they won't have to repeat themselves. If you don't listen to them, if you don't listen to your stomach, then your relationship can become distressed. You may already have some issues of this sort, issues where you don't listen and your stomach wrestles with you. And if you listen now, and you resolve to start listening, then these issues will stop, and your relationship with your stomach, as the voice of your second brain, will move into alignment, and you will find peace, and you will find a new kind of guidance, something intuitive, nonverbal, immediate, non-intellectual, faithful, and trusting. Relax into your stomach. Let your breathing sit on top of your stomach. Let your stomach breathe for you. Listen to your stomach purr as you breathe, your breath stroking down its length. And you may think this is odd. And you may think this is strange. And if you think these things, then this is a measure of how much you're still not in your stomach, but are in your head. Hold those doubts away from you, and let yourself sink into conjunction with your stomach, with the sensations of your gut. Let your thoughts go. Let them float like clouds. You've spent your whole life thinking. You existed in your head, and it will take time to realize there is part of you that's naturally in your gut. There's part of you that's connected to this underworld, this inner world, this world of disassembly and protection. Of all the parasites and pathogens that could take advantage of you, your stomach is wiser and more experienced than you are. It is the brain that is connected to your immune system. It is the seat of your immune system. It is the heart of your health and vitality. Your head is only a library, and compared to your gut, your head does little more than conducting. Your stomach is the captain of the engine room, and you must listen to it. But first, you must hear it. You must learn to speak its language. Return now to the heady world of words and numbers. How far from the reality of real life this is. Return to the ideas of taste and smell and touch. How far these are from nutrition and disease, good and bad bacteria and chemistry. Counting down to come back out. 10, 9, 8. Retaining the connection. 7, 6, 5. Still aware of your stomach's location, 4, 3, 2. Back to being relaxed and reclining, inhale and exhale, and 1. And when you're ready, open your eyes and be back.